Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Psalm 100, verse number 4, where the Bible declares, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." That's our thought. Be ye thankful. We said in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, the apostle writing under the inspired pen says to Timothy, along with supplication, prayers, and intercession, that a part of our communication with God should be giving of thanks. The book of Hebrews says in chapter 13 that we should offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We began on Monday with an acrostic using the letters of the word thankful. We saw on Monday that we're thankful that he is truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." On Tuesday, we saw that we're thankful that he's holy. Isaiah said that the seraphims actually cried, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Daniel called him the most holy. Yesterday, we saw that he is almighty under the letter A. In the Revelation, he's referred to as the Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Well, today we look in the book of Matthew, chapter number 2 and verse 23, under the letter N. One of the earthly names that the Lord Jesus was called, he was called by the place that he lived. He was referred to as Jesus of Nazareth. The scripture first tells us about this prophetic fulfillment in the book of Matthew, chapter number 2, verse 23. The adopted father Joseph, along with the Virgin Mary, had fled to Egypt because Herod had sought to take the Christ child's life. And on their return, a new Herod had been appointed. And the Bible says that apparently for that reason, that Joseph and Mary, they came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene." Well, if you understand the geography of the Holy Land, Nazareth was just across a gap. To the north would have been Galilee and the Sea of Galilee, and of course where Christ had his early public ministry. To the south would have been the Valley of Megiddo, also known as the Valley of Armageddon, and then on to the south would have been Jerusalem. And so Nazareth was in this saddle, if you will, of a mountain area. But Nazareth was known to be a country town. It was also known to be rather a rough town. We think about sleepy little Bethlehem, and we make comparisons in our mind, but actually Nazareth was more of a rough and tumble place and did not have actually a very good reputation. And yet the scripture says that that was the place that God chose to have his son reared upon earth and that he might be called a Nazarene. Do you remember when Nathanael was called and his response was, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And so there was a stigma by being from Nazareth and by being called a Nazarene. He was identified with ordinary, common, country people, if you will, and in many cases, carnal people, because of the culture there. And so you say, "Well, preacher, why would we praise him for that?" Well, understand that the God of heaven left the portals of glory to come down and tabernacle among men. And he didn't choose Rome, Paris, or London as the place that he would take his name, but rather Nazareth, a country city in the northern part of Israel that had a less than perfect reputation. The scripture said he made himself of no reputation, but took on to himself the likeness of sinful man. And the Bible says, yet without sin. I'm glad that he became the Nazarene, and I'm thankful that he was known as the Nazarene, that he condescended down to where you and I were. Father, bless the message today in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.